Hey, my name's Tyler Libby. I'm coming to you from New Hampshire. My wife and I have been involved with this industry since 1976. We've been free for 38 years. And I just want to assure you, we've had the most incredible life anybody I even know about. And I just want to take a few minutes to discuss how you can literally get out there and get a great start. Before I say anything, though, I want to paraphrase something that Jeff Bezos said. He said, "What's important in business is not what's going to change in the next 10 years, but what will not change, because you can build a business strategy around things that are stable." So I'm going to be talking about a bunch of principles that never change. Just for example, to work, this business has to be simple and doable by the average guy. There just aren't enough superstars to go out and build any kind of business with. And I also want to assure you that if you follow the techniques precisely that I'm going to outline here, you're going to feel like you cheated. If you innovate or listen to people who've never done this kind of business, you're going to find that you're going to fail, or at least it's going to slow you up tremendously. Another principle: if you don't have credibility in your own life or your own business, please use ours. We have credibility. Let the team do the heavy lifting for you. Now, just to go back in time for a second, back to when I got started in 1976, okay? Again, I took a look at a precursor to this business. I'd already failed a bunch of times. The guy that showed it to me, he said, "Tyler, the reason you keep failing at different things," he says, "you're going after things that are so Mickey Mouse that the first obstacle that's thrown in your face and you quit." He used a stupid example analogy. He said, "If I took a 6-inch plank and ran it across wall to wall in this room, gave you a $100 bill to walk the plank, would you do it?" I said, "Of course I'd do it." He said, "If I took that same plank and put it up 1,000 feet in the air, put it between two buildings, would you walk it for the same $100 bill?" And I said, "Of course I wouldn't." Then he did a trick. He said, "Look, if your youngest daughter at the time, it was Melissa, was on the other side, you were on one side, she was on the other side, and somebody had a knife to her throat, would you walk the plank?" And I said, "I'd run the plank. I'd become what the military calls target focused. I'd go across that plank, I wouldn't see the air, I wouldn't see the height, I wouldn't see anything. It'd be a 0% chance I'd fall off the plank." So he used that stupid analogy, and he challenged me. He said, "Design a life where money just isn't an issue. Design a life you don't need a vacation from." And so my wife and I, and I'm encouraging you to do this, obviously. My wife and I sat down. What kind of homes would we like? She wanted a ship captain's home on the coast of Maine. What kind of cars do you want? I came up with stupid stuff. I wanted to have a seaplane, and I wanted to tie it to my coffee table. Don't ask me where that thought came from. When we had all done, it was going to cost me $10,000 a month. 1976 dollars, that was a lot of money back then. Now, I look back at all of the stuff we put down, and on reflection, really all I really wanted is I wanted freedom from a job, and I wanted to be a hero to my kids, okay? So the first step that for you, being brand new in this business, I challenge you, is figure out what it would take. It doesn't have to be a lot. It could be very minor. I actually talked to a woman in Fort Wayne, Indiana, about 3 years ago. She gave me the most intriguing response. I said, "What would be the number one thing that would change in your life if you had an extra $20,000 a month coming in?" And she didn't answer for the longest time. Then finally she said this. She said, "I own my home. I own my car. I have a pension coming in from General Motors. I have a pension coming in from the Marines." She said, "I take those pensions and put them together and make ends meet." But she said, "My son John came over a while ago and he told me I need a new roof." She said, "I don't have money for a new roof." She said, "Every night I lay there at night and all I can think of is what happens if I have to put in a new roof." She went on to say, if I had an extra $20,000 a month coming in, she said, "I'd lay there at night and think about better things." And it hit me. She described the difference between a nightmare and a dream. And so I don't care how much or how little that you want, just identify it. So that's your first step, okay? Figure out exactly what you need. Secondly, if you haven't already met your business support team, do it immediately. Okay? I believe you'll find them to be an eclectic band of brothers and sisters that you can trust and will have your back and will stick with you until you get to where you want to go. If not, if it isn't a good fit for you or if you're not a good fit for the team, all right, forget you even ever saw this. Now, you're going to need three channels. So the first income generation step is to identify your prospects. And so I'm going to challenge you to make, without prejudging, create several lists of names. I call them the easy list, the good list, the best list. Your first list is easy. That what I mean by easy, it's your mother, your best friend, your sister, your son. Very, very, the people it takes no skill to really approach. The second list are the people that are, I call them good, okay? When we talk about your good list, these are the people that you think, boy, they would really, really be good at something like this. When you put their names down, we want you to put the attributes of why they are, in fact, good. For example, it might be Susan. She's sociable. People like her. She knows everybody in town. Or Bob. He's a hard driver. He's focused, etc. Now, the third list we want you to identify, okay? And if you really want to feel like you cheated, this is the best list you'll ever have. We call it a categorized list. When we talk about a categorized list, we're saying take any group of people. It could be a football team that you used to play for, you know, in high school. Just ask, who's the most influential on that football team? Who did everybody look up to? Put their name down on a piece of paper. It could be your family, okay? Your wife's family. Who's everybody look up to there? The whole idea here is you find somebody that, for example, the old captain of the football team, he gets involved in the business, all of a sudden you have a dominoes effect where everybody starts jumping in. Can you imagine having somebody on your, like here's one that came up recently. Somebody said they just sponsored somebody who was a holistic health coach that has 300 people that pay her to be their holistic health coach, okay? Or maybe it's a business owner with a whole bunch of employees. You get the idea. Now, I want to stress, don't prejudge, just put their name on a list. Don't worry how or if you're going to show these people the business. We'll show you a technique that you'll feel comfortable with, or if we can't find you a technique that you feel comfortable in approaching those individuals, then just simply don't do it, okay? Don't show them. Second income activity, okay, is contacting these people. Now, if it's easy, your brother, your best friend, hey, come on, he's your brother. You don't need skill. You just got to remember, don't talk too much. So what you're going to do with your brother, you're just going to say something to the effect, hey, call him up and say, great, you're home. We're coming by for a second. I want to run something by you. Now, if you're going to run by for a second, you've only got about 15 minutes. Well, guess what? We can show this business to people in 15 minutes. And so that's the most effective. On all the other calls, we want you to use this technique that I'm going to outline to you right now. But remember, you have a business support team that have things that are working really, really incredibly well for them right now. So follow them. But to demonstrate a perfect contact just that's working right now, let me just go through one. Okay? First, you're going to want to talk to people, not text. I simply text people and ask them, when's a good time for a quick call? Now, when you call them, be in a hurry and say something to the effect, hey, the reason I'm calling you, Susan, that was one we mentioned earlier, is that you're sociable and you know everybody. That's exactly the kind of person we're looking for. Or the reason we're calling you, Bob, is that you're a hard-driving, focused guy. You're exactly the kind of person we're looking for. One, to show you how extreme it could be, this actually happened years ago, and it worked. A guy called up Jim, said, Jim, the reason we're calling you is you're out of jail now, and I remember back in high school how popular you were. You're exactly the kind of guy that we're looking for. You get the idea, okay? Now, remember to check with your team, by the way, to make sure that what they'll have it. They may even have a script that gives you the exact verbiage. If you text, here's one good phone call. You could just simply say, if I text you a five-minute video on a business idea, could you watch it on your phone in the next 15 minutes? They say no. You just simply say, hey, I'm looking for some immediate feedback. I'll get back to you later. They say yes. Say, I'll call you in 15. When you call them back, just simply say, did you watch it, the video? They say yes. You respond by saying, well, understand, we're just looking for people that are looking. If they're not looking, we don't want to be talking. 66% of everybody in the United States right now is looking to go in business for themselves. That's what you're looking for. Don't show this business to anybody until you're totally confident in doing so. Use us. Again, use our belief. Use our credibility. Now, the perfect meeting that you'll ever have is with your best friend, for example, is to be in person at the kitchen table with your upline credible leader. The next best setting would be to be in person at their kitchen table and be on a webinar. We use Zoom with your upline credible leader. I love the webinar. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I could show people this business all over the fruited plain while I'm at our cottage in Millen Lake, New Hampshire, sitting in my studio, which is right on the water. Okay. Now, the least desirable but still effective, if you know somebody a long ways away, Toadsuck, Arkansas, or wherever, just have a three-way Zoom call where everybody's on the webinar and you have your upline credible leader show the business. Some other points real quick. I'm running out of time here. If you haven't enrolled, consider it. This business is time-sensitive. I hate time pressure. Not too long ago, a car sale. I was looking for a new car for my wife, car salesman. followed me around like a puppy dog. And he kept trying to get me in the sales manager. I wanted to swing on him. You know what I'm saying? It's a fact that if this is a good idea today, it'll be a good idea next week. However, it is time sensitive. What I mean by that is we're moving on. There are people getting involved. Those people could be in one of your channels, but if you wait until next month, you're going to be in one of their channels. So that it is time sensitive. Also, sign up for the Boss app. Learn the master strategy. We become like the people we hang around, and so hang around via audios and videos with people that are where you want to be in life. Gary and Judy Libby from Ohio, whether it's the Munsies or the Pombos, etc. In conclusion, I pray that this business blesses you as much as it has Debbie and me. I hope this leads you to a life of a daring adventure, and I just want to leave you with one thought. What if this thing worked? I look back to 1976 when I first saw this industry, and it haunts me. I say, my goodness, what happens? What would happen today? What would life have looked like if I had said no to it? So anyway, God bless. You have a great and glorious one, and we'll see you on the beaches of the world.